presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Lynn and Kolo, worried because Jungle Jim hadn't returned to the secret passage, attempted to go back into the castle to find out what was delaying him. As they started up through the trapdoor, they were captured by Lin Fu and returned to their cells. Jungle Jim, in Operative 13's apartment, discovered the mysterious secret agent was none other than Shanghai Lil. Holding Derek Luger prisoner, they sent for Lin Fu, intending to surprise and capture him when he entered the room. But just as he was about to enter, Luger called out and warned him of his danger. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As Lin Fu steps past the sentry to enter the room after Bluger's warning to come in shooting, the sentry lets him have his rifle butt just behind the ear, dropping him to the floor.
Wait, please. Do not shoot. I coming in. No need for why. I have fixed General Lin Fu. See?
You killed him.
Oh, no. Only wrap him on head with rifle.
Good for you, Ken. I thought the jig was up when Derek opened up his pipes and told him to come and shoot him.
So did I. But I was all set in case he did. I'd have done a little shooting myself. And my first bullet would have buried itself in you, Bluger.
If Lin Fu hadn't finished you off as he came in...
Excuse, please. What I do with General Lin Fu?
Oh, drag him in here and tie him up. Have you any rope around here, Lil?
Yes, Jim, right in this drawer. Oh, here you are, Tim.
Here, General Lin Fu. Him very heavy, big man.
Yes, he's a man of weight and importance in his own community.
Lil.
Yes, Jim?
Keep this gun trained on our friend Bluger while I help Chin with Lin Fu.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Just let me have that gun.
You two certainly think you've got everything pretty much your own way, don't you?
Listen, my revolutionary Romeo, we don't think so. We know it.
Sure that rope's good and tight, Chin?
Oh, yes. Rope good and tight. General Lin Fu unable to wiggle.
Well, I'll just put a few more turns around it to make sure. We don't want this bad boy to get loose.
I'll bet you don't. Lin Fu was always too smart for you, Bradley.
That's what you think, Derek. And that's just about enough out of you. You know, my nerves are sort of jumpy tonight. How'd you like to have me let them get out of control all of a sudden and squeeze this trigger?
Hey, don't you dare, Lil. Remember, we've got to get that bird back to Shanghai alive, if possible.
You'll never take me alive, either of you.
Pipe down, Derek. We've already taken you, haven't we? And you're still alive, or am I wrong?
Yeah. I guess that'll hold Lin Fu for a while. Come on, Chen. Let's get him propped up on that chair. He sure is one big lump of clay. Oh, hang on to him, Chen. Come on. Let's try once more. All right. Now, here. Come on. Better mind it. Yeah, that's got it. He's still out like a light. Boy, you sure did a thorough job on him, Chen.
Thank you.
If you hadn't, well, we mightn't have captured only one live leader of this revolution.
Now that we have them here, Jim, what are we going to do with them?
We've got to escape with them.
That's going to take a little planning.
Yes, it's not as easy as their capture was. We mustn't forget that we're in this antiquated castle, surrounded by a camp of revolutionary soldiers.
You bet you are, Bradley. And if I don't appear by tomorrow morning, there'll be a search of the castle. Remember that while you're doing your not forgetting.
He's right, Jim. We've got to work fast.
I don't know how fast we can work, Lil, but I do know we've got to think fast.
What's our first move, Jim?
Well, our first move is... Wait a minute. We're not going to let Bluger in our plan. You and I are going someplace where we won't be overheard, Lil. Sentry, stand guard over our prisoners. If either of them make the move, shoot him down.
A short time later, Jungle Jim and Lil take the first step in their plan.
Have you got that message written out, Lil?
Yes, Jim. I've got it all ready to send. Let me take it through to be sure it's coded right. Read it to me.
All right. General Fu Yongsan, Shanghai. Derek Bluger and General Lin Fu are my prisoners. Difficult to leave stronghold with them. Send air squadron immediately, disguised with purple triangle insignia. Will issue false orders here, permitting them to land within fortifications. Signed, Operative 13. Got it?
Check. Now, let's get a tent.
Right. Oh, here, Lil. Tie my hands behind my back.
Yes.
We've got to fool that radio operator into thinking it's me and Colo you're reporting on.
Suppose he doesn't fall for us, Jim.
Oh, let's worry about that when the time comes.
Yeah. Have I tied your hands too tightly?
No, I can slide out of this before you can say Derek Bluger.
Okay. Then here we go for the radio room.
I hope the lemon face running the transmitter has it all warmed up and waiting when we get there.
Derek hasn't got a Chinese radio operator. He's German. Some radical scientist that he picked up here.
I hope it won't make it more difficult for us.
I certainly hope not. Well, here we are at the radio room. Well, listen. This must have a program coming in now. Oh, watch out. Here we go. Come on, Jungle Jim Bradley. Mark in here.
All I know. What's this loose?
Hello, Fritz. Nothing's loose. Everything is hunky-dory. Our overgrown boy scout here just tried to escape, but your most high superior and I caught him at it.
So, for that, the boys in the firing squad will be up early in the morning, nine?
Nine. I mean, yes, yes. They'll be up before breakfast, all right.
Why, you marked the prisoner in here. You want I should help you take him down to the cell?
Oh, no, Fritz, I can handle him all right. I want you to send a radio message for me. Is your machine hot?
Mine radio guard is immer ready, Fräulein Lil. To have it ready at all times, it's the orders of the Most High Superior.
Good. Then let's get this out on the airwaves.
I am ready, Fräulein. What is thine message?
Here it is. I'll dictate it to you. It's to be sent to Su Young Sen, Shanghai.
Su Young Sen? He is not one of our allies, Fräulein.
Oh, didn't General Bluger tell you? He's just recruited.
Oh, I had not heard. Well, what is thine message?
49 and 50... are my prisoners, 33 to 65, with 42...
I'm told, Fräulein.
On his road here. I was afraid of this, Lil.
Those high superiors shall learn of this unusual
thing. Don't you keep your mouth shut. Take that.
Oh. Well, what do we do now, Jim?
We'll send that message ourselves by voice.
Do you know how to operate this transmitter?
No, but I'll pull every switch until I get it going.
Oh, the red light over the microphone is on, Jim. You've turned on the broadcasting unit, all right.
Good, then give me the message. Calling Chinese National Headquarters, Shanghai. Calling Chinese National Headquarters, Shanghai.
Jim!
Did you never use my radio guard? I'll send you. Why, are you crazy?
Look out! He's got a knife, Jim!
Here, you traitor!
What? You killed him, Lil.
It was your life or his.
Yeah. Thanks, Lil. Well, the radio's on the blink now. That ruins our chances of sending for help.
Yes. What do we do?
Come on. We'd better get back to the East Wing and see what's happened to our prisoners.
At that very moment, down in the dungeon, locked in adjoining cells, Colo and Lynn Chalmers are bemoaning their fate.
Well, we're right back where we started from, Colo.
Yes, Missy.
We've not failed to help Jim. And we've not done ourselves any good either.
No, Missy. No good back in cell.
What are we going to do now, Colo?
Colo, no, Missy. Must find way to get out again.
Yes, that's right. But how are we going to do it?
Wait for God. Fight him. Get out.
That's all right if a guard comes down with some food. But nobody's been near us since Lin Fu locked us up.
Yes, Missy. Colo, no. Missy, no worries. We get out all right.
Oh, I know you're trying to be encouraging, but the future looks pretty dark to me now.
Missy, no worries.
How can I help it? We don't know what's happened to Jim. Oh, if he'd only stayed with us and escaped when we were in the secret passage. Why did he have to risk everything by coming back to this darned old castle?
One Jim, him promised Sachem Bluger. Him no leave until he Sachem.
Probably Bluger has caught him by now. If he has, I'm afraid they've killed Jim by this time.
Why, Jim, no let them kill him, Missy.
Oh, he'd go down fighting. I'm sure of that, Colo. But heaven only knows what he's run into. Why, he may have met that awful Shanghai Lil woman. And we know she's no friend of his.
Yes, he, Missy. She's bad woman. Friends who plunge him in front of face. Enemies in front of back.
Oh, these stone walls are driving me mad, Colo. I pace round them and all sorts of horrible thoughts run through my mind. I'm afraid here alone.
Missy, no be afraid. Colo here.
Yes, on the other side of this iron door in the wall. Koru?
Yes, Missy?
I'm standing right up close to this iron door. Will you stand up close on the other side of it, please?
Yes, Missy.
I'll feel much better if you do. It'll seem as though somehow you're nearer to me.
Koru, now that door.
Well, thanks, Koru. That's better.
Missy?
What's the matter?
Koru finds key in door. Wait.
Koru, you've opened the door between ourselves.
Yes, Missy. Now you no more be afraid.
See if that doesn't open your outside door, Koru. Isn't that the key the sentry gave Jim?
Koru, see.
Yes, Missy. Cell door open.
Oh, we're in luck, Koru. Let's get out of here right now.
Go find Twan Jim.
No, Koru. We can't help Jim by running around this castle. We've tried that and got caught. We mustn't get caught again. This time we're going out that secret passage and find help.
Up in Shanghai Lil's room in the East Wing, the sentry stands guard over his prisoners, Derek Bluger and Lin Fu.
What happened? Don't move, you, or I shoot.
But the man's hurt. He's getting his sentence back, you stupid fool.
Most high superior, all went black. Why am I bound?
This traitor here knocked you out with his rifle. Bradley and Lil touched you up like a Christmas goose.
Shanghai Lil.
Yeah?
I knew she was traitor. I should have killed her long ago.
Oh, to think of all the time and effort I spent starting this revolution, and now to be foiled by a woman.
To complete a thing 100 years is not sufficient. To destroy one day is more than enough.
They think they'll take us back to Shanghai, but I'll show them that they're reckoning without Derek Bluger. They shall never take me back. I'll...
Get back there, you...
Why, you moonlight. Having any trouble, Tim?
No, thank you very much. Having fine time. I now superior here.
Oh, you see, Derek? One of your followers has learned what his idol is made of. And all in such a very short time.
To learn what is good, 1,000 years is not sufficient. To learn what is evil, 1 hour is too long.
Now that you're back to keep an eye on us, how about letting me stretch my cramped muscles, Will?
Go ahead. You can't go far. Ken, stand over at the door.
I'll say you can't, Luger. The window of this room looks out over a cliff. Well, well, Impu, you got your senses back, have you?
Yes. I should have known better than to have trusted Shanghai Lil.
Why, Lin Fu, you're not mad at me, are you? I didn't hit you over the head.
Look, catch him, Bluger, quick.
Jim, he's on the windowsill.
Come back, Bluger. You must be crazy. If you fall off that sill, you'll be killed.
You thought you'd capture me, Derek Bluger, alive, eh? I told you never would. If I cannot fulfill my destiny, then I will gladly die.
Derek, come back here. How awful.
Good heavens. Why, he jumped through that window to certain death.
While Jim and Lil stand staring at the window, stunned by the suicide of Derek Bluger, Lin Pu frees himself from his bonds and softly steals toward the unsuspecting sentry. Will they see Lin Pu before he gets to the sentry? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Barney Google, Bringing Up Father, Cats and Hammer Kids, Flash Gordon, Skippy, and many, many others. See these interesting characters in your copy of the Comic Weekly, and don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.